All right, we're going to call this meeting to order. This is July 15, 2025. It is 4:02 p.m. Stansbury Park Improvement District Board Meeting. Those in attendance is Cammy Thorpe, Brendan Thorpe, Brett Palmer, Jake Clegg, Neil Smart, and Brock. Griffith is excused from the meeting today. We'll start with item number two, which is to approve the minutes from our June 5th, 2025 meeting. And I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve June 5th, 2025 meeting minutes.
I'll second that motion. Those in favor?
Aye.
Motion is approved. Item number three, approve meeting minutes from the June 17th, 2025 meeting. Entertain a motion.
I have motion to approve the June 17th, 2025 meeting minutes.
I'll second, and did I say July on that, or did I say June? I said June, right?
I thought you said June. It's June
okay.
17th.
Yep, yep, okay. All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye, motion is approved. Manager Operation Report, Brett?
Let's see, I reported on the written information that we're starting to work on permanently patching the temporary patches over the winter from the water leaks that we had. The biggest patch was a 27 foot by 30 foot patch over near 275 Country Club. That was completed on July 9th. The state parks water line is off. The state parks yesterday was digging to try to find the 10-inch water line, and they were digging the riprap on top about 5 feet above it, and apparently the water line broke 5 feet below the surface where they were digging. So they're in the process of trying to expose that line and try to televise the section where it's leaking and see if they can figure out where the leak is exactly to fix it. So they're going to be out of service, both Saltaire and the marina, for until they get it repaired. They were originally going to haul potable water, but they've since went against doing that. The next major event that Saltaire is having is like August 8th, so they need to have the water repaired by then so they can hold that.
Do they think they're going to have it?
They're hoping to have it, but we don't know.
How many people are out there on a daily basis at the Saltaire or the marina? Is it a big deal without water?
On a daily
there?
Basis, Saltaire doesn't really operate. It's just for concerts.
Yeah.
The marina, I was out there today and seemed like there were four or five camp spots that were hooked up, and there's a pontoon boat that does tours out of there. There's tour buses that come in on a daily basis.
Their flow that you gave me is much, much higher than our theoretical flow that we would calculate based on irrigable area and square footage of building.
Is that because of the leak, Brendan, or is that because of the
well, water? I don't know, but it is. It is much higher than
anticipated.
Theoretically, believe it.
We
would model it, or yeah. We would. You know.
Yeah.
I'll check that after the leak is fixed and see if that calculate that. Yeah.
They do have a lot of grass and landscape.
They do.
Really?
Yeah. Saltaire has some grass. I guess State Parks does as well, the marina.
Yeah. The marina I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So not the leak, not the Saltaire. I'm talking about the marina.
Marina
has a
itself.
Higher flow measured than what we would think.
Yeah, interesting. I wouldn't have guessed.
Let's see, last Thursday evening I was invited to attend there to Planning Commission I guess it was a work meeting with the City Council, and they wanted to find out information about SPID's ability to provide water and sewer service, and I answered their questions. Preliminarily, it doesn't look like Erta City Council is in favor of putting in or participating in a water system or sewer system at this point in time. I told them that we were in the process of drafting a letter, and I think it was very helpful to the Planning Commission and to the Erta City Council to get a little bit more information and background on the reason for the Blazard decision. And so
I think that letter ought to say, it ought to emphasize we're highly in favor of working together, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah, and I, it was very clear that that's the way I presented in the meeting. And at the end of the day, at least a few members of the City Council were dead set against having anything.
And it sounds like their planning people are like, hey, we're all on board, let's figure this out, but this, but the
council's not.
Yeah,
right.
Correct. Let's see, so in addition to that, over the last two or three days, we've had several leaks that have surfaced again in the summer. There's one at Hudson Circle and possibly two on Ann Court. And so they fixed one of them today, and they're going to go on Ann Court tomorrow and start working on that. I'm also going to hire a leak detection company to come out and do a survey of the system, at least in the older parts, and see if we can have them locate that before they surface so we can schedule them in and get them fixed.
With the billing changing to monthly in the summer months, have we gotten any feedback on the bills being quite a bit higher or anything like that? I don't.
There's
scary, but
there's a few people on Facebook spreading false information. Last Thursday, there was one person that commented that the water bill is more than doubled, and I responded with, "Here's the minimum." And then at 50,000 gallons, this was the old rate, and this was the new rate. At 100,000 gallons, this was the old rate, and this was the new rate. And so, but people are still just thinking that we've more than doubled, and thinking that it's really bad.
So. Yeah.
But I think the majority of the community understands it.
Yeah. I think the majority of them probably paid their bills a few times and thought, okay, it's not as bad as we thought, right?
We had 200 shutoffs, which was a record.
Wow.
And I think a lot of that was a result of people thought they were on auto pay and they weren't. They ignored the notices thinking that they were good, didn't call and check. So that was a little bit of a hectic thing, but I think we got beyond that.
Did we change our billing service or something? Is that why it took them off of auto pay potentially?
Well, normally they would have it set for every 3 months, quarterly, and
now it's
and they would pick a date for it to come out.
And I know my wife thinks she's on auto pay, and it didn't like
didn't do it.
Yeah, and so, but I don't know if she really is or isn't. It's hard to say with her. So you know, well, that's not on the record, right?
Get that in the minutes.
We received an email today from the people representing the LEMNA system, which is the sewer treatment process that we're looking at. You responded today as well, or was that my response?
I didn't respond. I've been at my desk for.
So they're one of the representatives is coming out next week.
Oh, okay.
And they wanted to see if we meet.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
We're in the process of doing that. I talked to Brendan and said that we just need to move forward with the worst case scenario, so we're not delaying our impact fee study any more longer than we are. And then if something changes and the state allows us to go a different route, then we can go that route. So if you guys are on board with that, then we'll just proceed that way.
Okay.
That's all I have to report on.
Thanks, Brad.
Thank you. Approval of financials and warrants is our next item.
Got a hefty bond to pay, yeah?
Yeah.
Entertain a motion on that.
I motion to approve the financial and warrants for the total of $268,323.97 dated July 15th, 2025.
I will second that. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Motion is approved. Guess we'll sign some checks there. Any communications or petitions from the public?
There are none.
Okay, did we set a record yet? Motion to adjourn?
I motion to adjourn.
Alright. Motion is approved. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
How are you, Cammie? You wanted to be back.
You need to go back to